This is GQDN for Monday, September 18th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we talk about Pokemon, NASCAR, and raising some money for charity. But today, we begin with Wowhead.com, and you know when we talk about Wowhead, it's usually about Blizzard. And Blizzard is investigating a kickbot automation for the PvP gameplay. So they're looking, or they're responding to the use of the kickbot macros. And here's what the Warcraft devs said on X. Quote, "We're investigating this, and we will take appropriate steps to address it as soon as possible," because they were responding to Bismex, B-I-C-M-E-X, because he said, "Kickbot macro, very cool." Gave a YouTube link, and he said, "Warcraft devs, fix this before the game literally gets ruined." So that's a good thing. But there's a little bit more here, because on the forums, a user by the name of MMR did say, quote, "Hello everyone. We all know Blizzard try to fight scriptures, third-party program usage, and cheaters in general. So I want to talk about clear target function. First, I'm not a developer, and some of the code below can be terrible, but working. Secondly, we all know that cast spell by name function is protected to avoid unintended usage. Well, what about this? Run if not unit casting info target or unit channel info target, then clear target end. Cast target access no dead spell lock. Stop macro exists, target last target, or perhaps something else." He did also provide a YouTube link, but he went on further to say, quote, "This RN is working on retail now. And 810 shamans that you'll meet, and not only shamans use this, in addition to all this, there's a program that automatically processes the button for you with a macro called auto hotkey. And now I turn into a warlock and begin ritual summoning WoW Community Council, move my topic into the council section, so Blizzard would fix this problem as soon as possible, which has existed for unknown years and is already occurring in rated PvP. Even people like Jamie X3T322 R1 Gladiator use these macros on AWC. So that's a problem that they're having. But they also announced something pretty cool, pun intended. Because according to Wowhead, Ice Crown Citadel launches October 12th in the Wrath of the Lich King Classic. So I am remiss of, I do remember those days going into the Lich King, because Blizzard did announce Wrath of the Lich King's Classic Ice Crown Citadel will indeed drop Thursday, October 12th. Now Phase 4 will launch on October 10th, which will have quality of life updates, additional dungeons, the Titan Rune Defense Protocol Gamma, and the Random Dungeon Finder. Oh boy. Yes, there's a blue post about it, but I'm going to paraphrase some of this, because the new dungeons will be the Forge of Souls, Pit of Sauron, and the Halls of Reflection. Ice Crown Citadel will open on October 12th, and that includes the Five Wings with the Lich King's Stronghold when the doors do open. Now, the players can do the challenge of the raid dungeon in either normal or heroic. The Shadowmourne legendary quest chain will also be available to the Death Knights, Paladins, and Warriors if they believe they have what it takes to wield the legendary two-handed axe. September 19th, Pirates Day holiday, World Quest bonus event, and PvP Brawl Shadowpan Showdown. September 20th, Brewfest holiday. September 22nd, Blues News. That's an article. So we'll see what happens there. Now, we get to Mortal Kombat 1, because people were talking about it. And according to GameSpot, Mortal Kombat 1 on Switch does look worse than Mortal Kombat 11, and the fans are not happy. Uh-oh. But it's also on PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S and PC. But on Nintendo's hardware, it looks bad because the Switch's hardware cannot take the game fully in, because the Switch is not as powerful as PlayStation 5 or Xbox Series X or S. Now, Mortal Kombat 11 released on 2019. Mortal Kombat 1 on Switch comes out this week. We'll get to that here later. The Switch version costs $70, so that's two strikes against it. In fact, on X, at Saving the Bees, did say, quote, "The MK Switch version is disrespectful. Skull, skull, skull." And Johnny Bo on TikTok did say, quote, "It looks like I'm playing Clay Fighter or like game on PlayStation 1. It's just horrible." Because he also showed some footage of visual glitches, a sluggish cutscene frame rate, everything like that. So we'll see what happens when the game does launch. Now, according to WCCF Tech, Xbox is now partnering with Alpine F1 for a multi-year sponsor deal. In fact, Microsoft has been a sponsor of the Alpine F1 team for quite some time. So yeah, we're hitting the esports corner. And that would include logos on the Alpine F1 cars. And for Xbox, they would have the Game Pass logos. And the environments are selected by the key races during the season. And that's the Japanese Grand Prix that'll be coming this weekend. Now, the Alpine's Vice President of Sponsoring, Partnerships and Communications, David Gendry, did say, quote, "We are extremely pleased to be partnering with Xbox, a household name with strong leader in the gaming industry. Over the past years, we've teamed up successfully on a few projects that reach successfully to our fans worldwide. We're now proud to consolidate this experience into a longer-term partnership built on the foundation of our shared values with both Microsoft and Xbox." Xbox's CVP of Gaming Marketing, Jarrett West, did say, quote, "Today's announcement with Alpine continues our push to reach more fans around the world through their love of sports. Motorsports is one of the most exciting sports categories in the world, with a diverse fan base that comes together to embrace the thrill of competitive racing. Xbox and Alpine share common values when it comes to diversity, equity, and inclusion, and we look forward to bringing the joy and community of games, gaming, racing, and more people around the world through exciting partnership." But what's also in the esports corner via IvanGlobal.com is South Korea has been crowned as champions as the PUBG Nations Cup that was held in Seoul, South Korea from September 15th through the 17th. Now, there were players from 16 countries that gathered to declare the best nation in PUBG. And the teams did go through 18 games over 3 days, 6 games each day, and South Korea did receive $100,000 prize money along with the portion of the skin sales, which is what they get. Now, the defending champion, United Kingdom, did come in second place and got 140 points. Vietnam did score 138 points and finished third. The UK gets $40,000 and Vietnam will get $25,000. So congratulations to them, South Korea. Where did the US end up? Seventh, behind Denmark and Thailand and Argentina. Hey, we'll get them next year. But WCCF Tech did say that Starfield is now the biggest Xbox launch in this generation. Now, GameIndustry.biz did report that the game sales data, and it did show that Starfield became the biggest Xbox launch this generation in Europe. They beat Forza Horizon 5. In fact, they did go through some of the top 10 different listings, at which, and the first one that is shown in some of the sales, Starfield came in fifth, under Star Wars Jedi Survivor, Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, Diablo 4, and Hogwarts Legacy. But, in another list, in the European Top 10 chart, Starfield ended up first. Behind them was NBA 2K23, Titanfall 2, Grand Theft Auto 5, Red Dead Redemption 2, and the Need for Speed Heat. One's the UK, I believe, and the other one is the EU. Interesting. Well, we got a bit of an update, because Ars Technica did say that Unity is promising some changes to the install fee. So, what are they saying? Well, on the Sunday social media post, Unity did try to apologize for the, quote, confusion and angst, unquote, that was brought up by the announcement of the policy via last Tuesday. Here's what the post read, quote, "We are listening, talking to our team members, community customers, and partners, and we'll be bringing changes to the policy. Thank you for your honest and critical feedback." So, what's going to happen? Well, that is still unclear, because right now, there's no thought about rolling back the charging install fees, and maybe not even an about face of this whole situation, because there's such a negative seance against Unity. In fact, here's what Z-Boyd Digital Entertainment's Robert Boyd did say in a statement. Quote, "Publishers can no longer trust that the deals they make with Unity developers won't worsen over time. Unity has shown such hatred and disdain for the indie developers that they can no longer be trusted. We at Z-Boyd will be using a different engine in the future." So there is that. Now we get to NintendoEverything.com, and okay, we get to some good stuff, because NASCAR's Arcade Rush has a launch trailer. Uh-oh. Now, Game Mill is a publisher to the game, and they published the title on Switch this past week. So, if you want to know what it is, NASCAR Arcade Rush just put you in this driver's seat with a brand new NASCAR experience, with some iconic racetracks, with some unmatched high speed, and some racing action. Now, there are some nitro boosts, twist jumps, and some high speed stuff. You'll have some selection of horsepower, including a full array of vehicle models that does go over 75 years of stock car racing. There are thousands of customization combinations, from paint schemes to rims and spoilers, visual effects, all that stuff. They have a big single player mode, career NASCAR Cup Series, quick race, and time attack modes. And there's a 12 player online multiplayer. So go check that out. But that's also part of the download, will it be? Well, here is everything that you need to know for Nintendo for this week. Note, I am not giving you the days. I'm just letting you know these come this week. Starting with the aforementioned Mortal Kombat 1. Mon Yu, these are all retail. Avatar The Last Airbender, Quest for Balance. Gloomhaven, Mercenaries Edition. Legends of Noyota, Boundless Trails. Crybaby's Magic Tears, The Big Game. And Rainbow High, Runaway Rush. Digital is a big one, so I'm going to give you some of the basics to it. Paper Man Adventure Delivered, Days of Doom, Aeroflight Simulator, You Suck at Parking, Evil Wizard, Warriors of the Nile 2, Truck Drag Racing Legend Simulator, Raid on Tayako, Sugar Tanks, Cyber Citizen Shockman 2, A New Menace, Retro Kart Rush, and Farmland. Prices go from free up to $70. I know I'm not going over here because there are similar lists. But there's your Nintendo stuff. Now we go to Valve, because the SteamOS 3.5 update is available for Steam Deck. So what's in this? Well, you'll have, quote, the ability to adjust the display image output. By the way, this article comes to us from Destructoid. HDR support for external displays. VRR support for external displays, new stretch and zoom image scaling options, reduced latency and stutter in select situations, resolve select SMT processor issues, auto mounting for external shortage device, updated graphic drivers, which includes the Starfield performance improvements, including the launch failures for Immortals of Avium, among others, firmware update version to 116, and Arch Linux base updated. By the way, Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, going back to Nintendo, does announce the Terror Raid Battle event with Slitherwing and Iron Moth. This comes to us from NintendoEverything.com, and essentially, that's it, because you can get Slitherwing and Iron Moth that will kick off September 22nd, 2023, and you'll be able to take part in it until September 24th. So you only have 2 days. Have fun, Medros. Anyway, parting shot. PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that Titanfall fans think that maybe there's a respawn coming or might have a Titanfall 3 soon. Well, here's what PlayStation Lifestyle did say. They were talking about a subreddit that's Titanfall 2. And the fans did say that over the past week, Respawn fixed Titanfall 2's multiplayer matchmaking issues. And that has been plaguing the game for years. But players also did report that the weapons in Titanfall's 2 1v1 Coliseum mode also did change. In fact, Inquity Derek did say on X, quote, Apex's latest update ends with incoming transmission, subject Nessie, 139452120, 14776380000, 15492672000. If you search for these numbers, each one depicts the release date of Titanfall 1, Titanfall 2, and Apex Legends in Unix time. Gives a date and time. But does that mean they'll be teasing Titanfall 3? Well, no information about that yet. But we'll keep you notified. We have our eyes on it. By the way, if you're looking for a gaming system, The Verge has you hooked up. Because the Asus ROG Ally did say that the $600 version is here. So, if you're looking at the Asus ROG Ally, and if you thought the $700 was a little too expensive, well, the company did begin selling the less expensive $600 model with a lower performance AMD Zi chip, but did review, they suggest Windows gaming handheld was too compromised to justify the purchase. And what Verge said was, quote, bottom line, Z1 performance is reportedly worse than the 400 and up Steam Deck, without any significant battery life benefit to make up for the loss of power, end quote. So, if you're looking to get an Asus, well, it's cheaper. I think you know why. But maybe that money should go to a good charity. Because, according to Dot Esports, My Little Pony cards are coming to Magic the Gathering, and that will benefit the Extra Life Children's Charity. And that will have 4 new cards with it. That would include legendary creature Pegasus, Fluttershy, so it's one of the My Little Ponies. I'm not going to get into what they do. Pinkie Pie, legendary creature pony, Applejack, legendary creature pony, Rainbow Dash, legendary creature Pegasus. So if you want to help out, go play the game. You know, I said we're brought to you by Stack Up. When we see a story like that, gotta report it, because they do good work too. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.